Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. And we want to make sure that you visit there for the next few days. We're in what we're calling Sanctification Week. I'm sure it's going to be more than 1 week, but we're in day four now, and we've covered a lot of material. And if you've missed any of these messages, just go to the front page there at voiceofvision.org and hit Vision Radio. There you can listen to the last few days, or if you want to see the text of that as well, go ahead and from the front page there, voiceofvision.org, hit Daily Blog, and you can see the text there as well as hear it. The text is not always all that we say. Obviously, it isn't, because the program lasts, 15 minutes, and some of those are just 600-700 words or a little less, and so they're basically an outline, but you can leave comments there or email me, PastorJD@voiceofvision.org. And make sure you do that. Now, we want to make sure you're getting some ideas here, because the truth is there's a lot of information out there, and sometimes it's confusing when we talk about sanctification. In other words, growing in grace, becoming more Christ-like, renewing your mind, walking by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the full armor of God, and bearing your cross, and things like that. And for some people, new Christians, they don't even understand the lingo, as it were. And some do that have been Christians for a while, but it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to them sometimes. They hear, just believe and that type of thing. And then they, again, like we've talked about before, they go from one boom to another bust. And we talked a few days ago, about I want to. Wanting to, and we talked about stress-free sinning and the majesty of the Master, and some of these programs, like today, recognize and realize that, yes, it's a battle of your mind, but how does that play out in your daily life? And let me read to you Romans 6:11. It says, "So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Verse 12 says, this is Romans 6, verse 12, "Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace." And people read that and they say, well, yeah, but that sounds just like a lot of law. You're just telling me to do something. How do I do it? I don't want to do it. Well, we covered some of that. I don't even care if I do it or not. We covered some of that. What's this thing about looking at God being more beautiful than sin looking more ugly? Well, we've talked about that. Again, go on to voiceofvision.org, and you can email me as well, and we can get you some transcript copies of that if you want, or put it on a disc for you, whatever you'd like there. We want to see you grow in grace. And again, today is called Recognize and Realize. Again, Romans 6:11 says, "You must also consider yourself." In other words, reckon. Reckon yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ. And we say, okay, I reckon. I reckon I believe it. And I want to point out something subtle here that might help you. There is a difference. Perhaps it is subtle, but it is a difference nonetheless between recognition and realization. Now, most would see those terms as synonymous for the same thing, namely that they both mean to come to an awareness of something. But how many times have you known, friend, that you knew something, but you just didn't do something? You knew it, but you didn't do it. As a matter of fact, the book of James talks about that. It says we can be a hearer, but not a doer of the word. Now, faith comes by hearing the word, Romans 10:17, but faith without works is dead, James 2. Now, for the purposes of our discussion and for clarity in our understanding of how sanctification, in other words, growing in grace, how it works, I want to point out the process of progress using these two words. This distinction will help us tremendously as we move along the process in our progress towards sanctification. And believe me, friends, I am more process-oriented than crisis-oriented. What I mean to say is this, that it takes a while. You can have moments where you make great progress, but many times we think we're just going to get the, you know, the goosebumps, and then woohoo, we gave it all to God and realized later that He wanted a little more. And then we can just make ourselves go round and round, not understand that it's a process more than it is a crisis, more than just an event. Because even if you have some great event, it's not just your determination. I mean, not just your decision to start, but your determination to stay that matters. See, a lack of distinction in understanding the difference between recognition and realization can cause a hindrance in our growth. See, we misunderstand what recognition means, and therefore we fail to achieve realization in our lives. Because when He says you must consider yourself dead, or your Bible might say reckon that you're dead, how does that happen? Oh, I just believe it, and then it doesn't happen for you. Again, we misunderstand what recognition really means, and therefore we fail to achieve realization in our lives. You know, as we come to know something, in that we become aware of its reality, its presence, and its importance, we can be said to recognize it. Now, when we go from a mere awareness to a more full understanding or apprehension, what we are doing is realizing something. See, to recognize something is to spot it. To realize something is to capture it. Can I say that to you again? To recognize something is to spot it. To realize something is to capture it. You see something off in the horizon, then you grab hold of that. There's a difference there. It's a long way away, isn't it? Now, do you see the difference there? Let's make it real, shall we? Again, there's a difference between the two, and it can be stated like this. Recognizing something is about seeing it. Again, friends, I'm talking about looking into the Word, understanding the Word, renewing your mind, but it not making any effect in your life. And it's the difference between recognition and realization. Recognizing something is about seeing it, identifying, acknowledging something. So recognition is about seeing it. Realization is about being it. We internalize it. We make it real to our situation. We cash in, you know, we make it real. We cash in on the idea. Now, for example, we go from recognizing there is sin in the world and that you have sinned yourself into realizing that you're a sinner when you find yourself doing it in practice. You realize what sin really is. You see what it really is doing. We know that it's big and bad and it's awful and God doesn't like it. But when you really understand what it does, I mean, you can know that trafficking in humans and selling young girls into, you know, sexual slavery overseas is a terrible, bad thing. But if when it was one of your children, wow, you'd realize just how awful it really is. Isn't it that way? We need to weep for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to weep over our sin. We need to realize what's really going on here. Oh, I could just go on and on. But you go from recognizing that Jesus paid for your sins to realizing it in the practice of sanctification in your life. It's like you see a verse many times. You read it and you meditate on it. But then one day the Holy Spirit applies that verse because it jumps out at you and you see it for real in your life. It becomes real. In some ways, the difference between recognition and realization is the difference between the indicative and the imperative. You know what the Word says about you, and then you become what it means for you. Ephesians 1 through 3 is that. It's the indicative, who we are in Christ. And Paul prays that they would get it. And Ephesians 4 through 6 is, now this is how you would act if you get it. If you get it. Again, so many people know what the Word says about them, and they have lit verses on their refrigerator, and they repeat some list and all that. But it's when it becomes what it means for you. If you can recognize the fact, you can realize the future. You hear me? If you can recognize the fact, you can realize the future. You see, how does this happen? How do you reckon it happening? Well, what you do is you go along throughout your life. You're walking around and something happens that would inflame your flesh. Now, do you reckon yourself dead or not? You see what I mean? You know, people talk about taking up your cross and following Him. We think that means, well, we've got to kill this thing or do this thing. And it is true, we do some of that. We make targeted discipline part of our lives to, you know, capture and kill sin, as it were. And God shows us new areas where we're developing and doing that sort of thing. And so it's true. But I've got to tell you something. When it says we don't yield ourselves, our members, instruments for righteousness, or for, you know, wickedness, but now for righteousness, you don't always decide when that's going to happen. Otherwise, you're still the foreman. You say God's on the throne, but you're still kind of running the show. The thing about cross-bearing is this. Think about Jesus going to the cross. He recognized that he was supposed to do it. He realized that the Lord's will, the Father's will, was for him to go to the cross. But he was allowing others to kill him. You see, you've got to consecrate yourself, as it were, in the Garden of Gethsemane. Say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. And then be prepared to take up your cross. And we don't decide which cross we get to take. It's handed to us by people who want to nail us to it. In other words, you listen to this message right now. Then you get in your car, or you're in your car, and someone passes you up and, you know, makes an obscene gesture towards you. And your initial reaction is, I want to get that guy, or I hope that guy gets a ticket, or hold on. You must also reckon yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ. But that guy, did Jesus fight for his right? No. You see, you let that part of you die, that part of you that would say, I have the right, or I deserve, or I need, I must have this, that, or the other thing. You know, lust is saying, I must have it now. But when you consider yourself dead to that, you don't yield your members up to wickedness, but to righteousness. So in other words, that's what cross-bearing is. The cross comes to you every day. You get a chance, you live your life, you walk around, you're in Walmart, and someone picks up that thing that you wanted to pick up, and it's the last one of them. There's your cross. I mean, those sound like simple things. It can be much bigger things. You go to that family reunion, and that one person you don't want to talk to, there they are, talking about all kinds of wonderful things that you didn't even care about at all. So what are you going to do? There's your cross right there before you, where your will meets God's will, and they cross each other's path. There's your cross, and it happens every day. Yes, you start by saying, Lord, I want to defeat this sin or that sin, but I got to tell you something. Sometimes it's those little things that you become obedient in that teach you obedience. When you recognize that the cross is coming to you every day and you either pick it up or you don't, then you understand what cross-bearing is about. When you can recognize that, then you will realize more holiness in your daily life. Friends, it's time to recognize the distinction between recognition and realization. That when that cross comes to you today, you consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus, and pick it up and follow Him. I hope you follow us for the rest of this time on the Sanctification Week. We'll see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. Recognize and realize. God bless you.
Yes, I'm glad to know my life is hid with Jesus, and that's where I'm always gonna be, right here at the right hand of the Father of life.
We'll see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God.